The walls are closing in on Chuck Schumer. The revolt has officially begun, and unfortunately for Chuck, it's coming from inside the Democrat coalition. We're going to see some new polling that's an absolute nightmare for the Democrats, and how even some of their most loyal constituents are now openly calling on their leadership to cave and quit while they're behind. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Let's start with the bombshell polling that just dropped. This is from the Daily Mail. Look at this headline. Trump silences critics with highest ever approval rating as he cracks down on crime. The Daily Mail has Trump at 54% approval. It's absolutely astonishing this time in his second term. Trump already is routinely outpolling both Obama and Bush at the same time in their respective second terms. Again, this is a second term like no other. And keep in mind, the Daily Mail's election model predicted that Trump would win in November. So they've got a pretty good track record there. But the key term here is ever, right? Trump is right now, as we speak, clocking in with his highest approval rating ever, according, of course, to the Daily Mail. And that's the polling nightmare that the Democrats never imagined would actually happen. Everything in their focus group polling, everything showed them that Trump would take a massive hit in his popularity as a result of the shutdown, like he did in his first term, right? There was a first term shutdown, and he did get some blame. His poll numbers went down. The Democrats were confident going into this that Trump and the Republicans would get blamed for the shutdown, like they always do, supposedly. We'll talk about that more in a minute. But they'll get blamed because of the 24/7 pro-Democrat propaganda endlessly spewed by the legacy media. And Trump would be forced to pressure Thune and Johnson to fold and give the Democrats what they want, just like Paul Ryan always used to do, just like Mitch McConnell would always, or John Boehner. Make no mistake. That's how the Democrats went into this shutdown 4 weeks ago. They were confident that their polls would surge and Trump's polls would collapse. And here we are, 4 weeks later, and what happened? What are we seeing? We're seeing the exact opposite. We're seeing a literal inversion of that expectation. Trump's polls are surging. Even CNN is admitting that. CNN is admitting, Harry Enten of CNN is admitting that Trump's polls now are higher than before, right before the shutdown began. Trump's polls are surging, and the Democrats? Take a look at the latest from Quinnipiac. This was just dropped last week. I mean, look at this. Democrats are stuck. They are mired in the 20s. They're at a 26% approval rating, gang. It doesn't get a lot lower than that. So here we are 4 weeks in, and the Democrats have spiraled into record low approvals, all the while President Trump is actually at, well, according to the Daily Mail, record highs. Again, you can't make this stuff up. Democrats are cratering. Trump is surging. That's the reality. And as if things couldn't possibly get worse, now we're beginning to see the Democrat base revolt against Schumer and this disastrous shutdown. The Federal Workers Union, which is basically just a Democrat super PAC at this point, they're turning on the Democrats. They are officially demanding an end to this government shutdown, and they are putting the pressure on their fellow Democrat leadership to fold. The American Federation of Government Employees represents 800,000 federal workers. They're all Democrats. I mean, obviously, right? This union is as Democrat as they come. They publicly endorse Biden. They publicly endorse Kamala Harris. They are Democrat loyalists through and through. That is until the shutdown. And now they are openly saying they have had enough. Union President Everett Kelly just released a blistering public statement saying that it is past time to end the shutdown. And he is openly calling on Democrat leadership to cave. He is calling for the Democrats to accept the CR, the same clean continuing resolution that they voted for numerous times in the past to reopen the government immediately. Now, think about that for a second. The Democrats' own union allies are now publicly begging them to accept the Republican proposal. Now, that's not just embarrassing. That is complete political collapse, at least when if you're Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. That is your political collapse staring you right in the face. Again, the Democrats went into the shutdown thinking they were going to be coming out ahead. They were going to be coming out stronger and Trump weaker. They were going to be coming out more unified and the Republicans fractured. And what's happening? Trump is surging in the polls while their own polls are tanking. Republicans are more unified than ever, all the while three Democrat senators have consistently broke ranks and more to follow, voting for the CR. And now the federal workers union boss, a loyalist Democrat, is calling on Democrat leadership to cave and vote for the very CR that they've been voting against 12 straight times. Again, you don't have to be a genius here. When your most loyal supporters, the federal employee unions that bankroll your campaigns, are publicly calling you out, you have lost. Plain and simple. And if you could believe it, even the ultra-leftist activists over at MSNBC are recognizing how utterly devastating all of this is for the Democrats.
With MSNBC's Kevin Fry on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers are facing growing calls to end the shutdown. Kevin, what's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, this is a very dramatic call from that union of federal employees representing hundreds of thousands with a statement today saying, among other things, that it's time for our leaders to start focusing on how to solve problems for the American people rather than on who is going to get the blame for a shutdown that Americans dislike. Because when the folks who serve this country are standing in line for food banks after missing a second paycheck because of the shutdown, they aren't looking for partisan spin. They're looking for wages that they earned. They go on to essentially say that Congress needs to pass, in their view, a clean CR. Now, when Speaker Mike Johnson was asked about this today, he certainly kind of leaned into this. In fact, we saw several top Republicans on the House side take advantage of this statement and basically point to it, saying, Democrats, the ball is in your court now, whether or not you decide to act on this. Johnson saying, I certainly hope this is a turning point in the shutdown, noting that this is a union, after all, that is weighing in this sort of way and saying that the shutdown is a charade. Now,
hey, gang, I've got something for you MAHA fans, making America healthy again. You like chocolate? Well, do I have something for you here? This is Black Forest's high flavanol cocoa powder. I take it every morning. I put in my coffee, and here's why. A recent study of 21,000 people just showed that this might reduce a heart attack by 27%. Yep. Isn't that amazing? Cocoa flavanols keep your arteries flexible. They lower your blood pressure by increasing your nitric oxide. It's loaded with magnesium, iron, potassium. It's like the difference between putting water in your gas tank versus high octane. So that's why I switched to Black Forest High Flavanol Cocoa. It's not candy. It's performance fuel. Every scoop delivers the same active compounds Harvard researchers linked to cardiovascular support, better blood flow, and even sharper focus. Think of it like your insurance policy. Inside-out protection for your heart, brain, and stamina. I've been putting this in my coffee every morning, and I'm telling you, gang, within like 10 minutes, I'm wide awake, ready to go. So if you're looking for that extra insurance policy to keep that blood flowing and that ticker pumping, and you want to kick your coffee up a notch, this is what you're looking for. And here's the bottom line. This is the final week to stock up. Once October 30th passes, the buy one, get one free deal will be gone for good. So if you've been thinking about trying it, act now before it's gone again. Click on that link in the description. Take advantage of the buy one, get one free deal while it lasts and take control of your health today. So in effect, what MSNBC was basically admitting there in their own subtle way is that the Chuck Schumer's entire shutdown strategy is collapsing in real time. Again, you got three Democrat senators consistently jumping ship, voting to pass the CR, all the while one of the largest Democrat unions are calling for their Democrat leadership to vote for that very CR. That's called a shutdown collapse. And MSNBC isn't alone in this. Take a look at this brutal takedown by CNBC. Now, again, it's done in a very subtle way, but watch this anchor embarrassingly call out Hakeem Jeffries' undeniable hypocrisy in all this. Check this out.
It said, what you are asking the Republicans to do right now when they control the White House, the Senate, and the House is effectively what the Democrats could not do when they controlled all three of those heads of government themselves. The 10-year setup for this, the 3-year setup for the expiration of these credits was intentionally put in. It was put in when you controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate. You couldn't get it passed for longer. And so this is a setup that kind of your own creation that you all couldn't extend beyond that. Now you want the Republicans to do something you didn't do when you were in power?
It's not a setup beyond what we could do. We extended the Affordable Care Act tax credits in 2022 for 3 years. The program is working. It's providing health care to tens of millions of people in an affordable way, and it should be continued. It's interesting to us that Republicans decided that they would prefer to permanently extend massive tax breaks for their billionaire donors in their one big ugly bill.
Now, you see, that is what the press is supposed to be. Holding our leaders accountable to truth, accountable to objectively verifiable facts, not spew propaganda, not spin, facts and reason and accountability. And you just saw a masterclass on that. Mr. Jeffries, what you're asking the Republicans to do when they control the White House, Senate, and House is what the Democrats could not do when you controlled all three heads of government. The 3-year setup for the expiration of Obamacare credits was put in when you controlled the White House, when you controlled the Senate, when you controlled the House. This is a setup of your own creation, and now you want the Republicans to do something you didn't do when you were in power? Gang, that's called journalism, right there. There was more journalism in those 60 seconds than you would get in a year of CNN or MSNBC. Now, that said, what we're seeing playing out here with the collapse of the Democrat coalition, ironically, is exactly what some of the more honest moments in the legacy media predicted. They predicted disaster for the Democrats in the shutdown, and they warned them unequivocally not to go through with this reckless endeavor. It was, of course, a warning. It was to no avail, but things are playing out precisely the way these media outlets warned they would. For example, right before the shutdown, the week before, the entire editorial board of the Washington Post delivered a scathing rebuke of the Democrats. They predicted that this would be an unmitigated disaster. And that's because Trump, in the end, was going to get everything he wanted in terms of control over government, all the while the Democrats were going to get nothing. It was completely asymmetrical in terms of the standoff. Trump would get everything he wanted while they were holding out, and the Democrats would get nothing as they were holding out. And the Washington Post wasn't alone in pointing out that asymmetry. CNN, if you can believe it, they just ran a headline a few days back. Democrats set a shutdown snare for Trump, but may end up walking into his trap instead. And again, the article admitted that in the end, Trump was getting basically everything he could possibly want in terms of power and control over D.C., whereas the Democrats have gotten nothing. They're holding out for what they want All the while, Trump gets precisely what he wants in their holding out. Again, a completely asymmetrical standoff. And we can keep going. USA Today is explicitly laying the blame for the shutdown at the feet of the Democrats. And that's all because in the end, historically, the party that makes the demands ultimately always gets the blame. There's no way around this. The party that makes the demands ultimately always gets the blame. And you're starting to really see it more and more with the legacy media news coverage. They were able to carry the Democrats' water, as they always do, for, you know, 3-4 weeks or so. But that's about it. If the Democrats and the legacy media's combined effort can't get the Republicans to commit unforced errors and cave in this, that's the risk the Democrats taking. Then the Democrats are the ones who are going to have to cave, since they're the ones who are making the demands. They're the ones causing the shutdown. They're the ones refusing to vote for the clean CR, the very CR they voted on numerous occasions in the past. And the more people realize that, the more the Democrats are going to be blamed for this shutdown. And that's why their own constituents are calling on them to cave. You know, cut your losses. I mean, your polls can't go that on that much farther, right? Cut your losses. Open the government. Let's move on. Lick your wounds. Let's fight another battle here, which, of course, it'll just mean the end of Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries' careers. Because once again, they're seen as losers. Trump wins and they lose again. So this is a political disaster in more ways than one. Regardless, the Democrat front is indeed breaking. Their coalition is collapsing. And the American people are finally seeing the Democrats for who they really are. If you've ever wondered how we got to this point, this woke confusion about truth, family, and morality, you need to read The Abolition of Man by C.S. Lewis. I'm leading a 7-week live book study through it with our Courageous Patriot community, and I'd love to give you a free preview. You'll get the first episode and a digital copy of the book absolutely free. Head to turley.pub/abolitionofman and check it out. Trust me on this one. You're going to love it.